This is a Vincentian Minute, a Texas Netcast presentation for spiritual direction and enlightenment. I am Deacon Gabriel Mendiola. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Peace be with you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. Our reading this week helps us to focus on what is really important in this world according to God. There are many that build their existence in worldly goods and money. Although from the outside they look successful and accepted by society. Even though we are all envious of these people, we understand deep in our hearts and souls that they have very little in the way of love and dependence on God to be envious. We must understand what is good and right in the eyes of God, and rely on Him to give us what we need each day of our lives. Those who rely on money and prestige, according to the gospel, are fools, who their souls will be demanded of them. What shall they do then? Be rich in the ways of God. Prayer to St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent, patron of all charitable associations and father of those who are in misery, come to our assistance. Obtain from our Lord help for the poor, relief for the infirm, consolation for the afflicted, protection for the abandoned, a spirit of generosity for the rich, grace of conversion for sinners, zeal for priest, peace for the church, tranquility and order for all nations, and salvation for them all. May we be united in the life to come by your intercession and experience joy, gladness, and everlasting happiness. Amen. St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us. This has been a presentation by Texas Netcast for spiritual direction and enlightenment with your host, Deacon Gabriel Mendiola. Please respond with thoughts or comments to texasnetcast@yahoo.com. Thank you and goodbye.